Kevin Smith is a Republican candidate in the U.S. Senate, and he joins us live as a Newsmaker GMI Studios, Republican Senate primary, that is. Kevin Smith, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be on with you again.
Well, I saw a release from your campaign earlier this morning. Smith blasting President Biden's State of the Union. Tell us your thoughts and why you're critical.
Well, Jack, I mean, it was just a bunch of rhetoric with no solutions to what most people are not happy about at this point, which is namely, again, inflationary costs on virtually everything. You know, the pain at the pump, prices keep going up, home heating oil, and the crisis at the border. I'll give you a perfect example. He did actually mention last night, he said, we need to secure the border, which received a resounding, applause from virtually the whole place. But then he went on to talk about, investing in new technologies, nothing about completing the border wall, which is what Border Patrol has asked for, or changing his policies from the catch and release to the remain in Mexico. It was a bunch of rhetoric with no actual solutions. And again, we all know the biggest thing he could be doing right now for bringing down energy costs would be making us energy independent again, which means cutting off our dependency on Russia and producing our own energy here at home. And there was absolutely nothing about that.
You know, it's interesting when the president kind of touched upon inflation and energy. And if no pun intended, if you drill down a little bit, it's pretty thin and shallow. And I would think that people who buy gas for their vehicles in the next couple of weeks brace for more sticker shock. But 60 million barrels of oil is a couple days of supply in the United States. Do you think the president is going to get much credibility on the energy or inflation front? Did he touch that enough in your mind?
No, I don't think he will. And, look at going into our reserves, it's kind of like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. It's hardly going to move the needle at all, as it didn't the first time he did it. He needs to reauthorize Keystone again. He needs to remove the suspensions on all the oil and natural gas leases on public land. He's got to, revoke the regulatory policies that have choked off our oil and gas investments. And frankly, these are things that Maggie Hassan ought to be calling for as well. And we know they're not, Jack, because they're kowtowing to the far left of their party. And rather than doing what I think would be best for the country and having a long-term solution, to this energy crisis, they're just coming up with short-term gimmick ideas. And look, this would help the inflationary costs as well, because part of what's driving the inflation, besides the amount of spending that Washington is doing, a large part of what's driving it are the energy prices. And so that really needs to be addressed if you're going to do anything to tackle inflation.
All right. What else, any other parts of the speech or what was not said by the president last night that you want to comment on, Kevin Smith, running in the Republican side, U.S. Senate?
Well, I guess, the whole thing with obviously the crisis in Ukraine, I've said it's a little, it's too late in terms of what he's saying. Again, going back to the energy on it, we're importing so much oil right now from Russia, and he's still not even talking about what would really be the biggest sanction he could put on Russia,
right,
which is cutting off their ability to export the oil from there. Mm-hmm. Which he's not doing. So, talk is cheap. Let's see hard action on these things, Jack.
Kevin Smith joining us briefly this morning on a reaction to the State of the Union. We'll get you back again soon, running in the U.S. Senate GOP primary. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Jack.